This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to understand the real art of becoming hands-free. And this requires that you resist the urge to take matters into your own hands and instead release your situation into God's hands. Recently, I talked about the various tribes of Israel and how they knew, based upon God's word, that they would ultimately receive parts of the promised land for their families. They just didn't know when. And sometimes when we can't see God's way or understand His timing, we might be more inclined to take matters into our own hands. This is exactly what happened to the tribe of Dan. They didn't believe the land allotted to them was sufficient for all of their families. So they decided to take matters into their own hands and conquer another town. The outcome was disastrous. Because the tribe relied on their own way and their own understanding, they were led to failure. Their lack of trust in God kept them from His promises. And there will be times when we find ourselves in an uncertain place and we believe nothing is working in our favor. And the inclination at that point is to take action. And sometimes taking any action feels better than just being still. And it's that taking action part that we want to resist. If you are struggling with your trust in God today and contemplating taking matters into your own hands, embrace what it really means to be hands-free. And I invite you to watch me on the YouTube channel today because I struggle in this area too. But before you do, remember these few words: be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. So today, be hands-free.